Even in America a little bit, there are pictures that I saw, and some of you might have seen in Meron. There were, I don't know how many people, but there were certainly many hundreds of thousands of people dancing and singing. And even if you don't go to Meron, bonfires dotting the landscape of Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidim of all the kids get off in the Shmi during Lag BaOmer. My 5-year-old granddaughter, sorry, she's a 3 years old. I'm only up at 2 years. My 3-year-old granddaughter, she's off the Lag BaOmer, even though she goes to sleep before the bonfires are started. But still, it's the Dover Kavua there. What's the Indian of Lag BaOmer? So Rabbi Moshe Wolfson says a beautiful idea. He says that, of course, the students of Rabbi Akiva died. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was from the second group of Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, according to tradition, his yahrzeit was on Lag BaOmer. But the idea of Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, that a Jew alone is called Adam. Atem Keruyim Adam. A Jew alone is called Adam with the regard to the halacha of Tumas Oel, receiving ritual impurity, even when one does not have immediate contact, but in the same room as a Jew, because a Jew has the Kedushas HaAdam, and the Kedushas HaAdam, the sanctity of man, flows from being a Mekabel HaTorah. The key to the Inyan of Kabbalah HaTorah is the recognition that the Torah gives us a unique and special Kedusha, which is marked by being called an Adam. And it's interesting, Rav Moshe Wolfson points out that it's well known that Lag BaOmer is Hod Shebahod. It's that light of light, which of course many people connect to the bonfires, etc., the Zohar, the Chachma, the deeper Chachma. But Hod Bahod is the same gematria as Kavod, because the Kavod HaAdam is what we're looking for during the time of the Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Chachana from Pesach to Shavuos. The famous Ramban is that this is a period of time of sphere of Chol HaMoed, the bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. Thus, the rabbis gave the term for Shavuos known as Atzeres, because that is the ending of the Pesach process. And therefore, Moshe Wolfson says, we read the Haftorah on Shavuos that talks about Yecheskel seeing the Demus Mare Adam. So the Inyan of this period of time is to tap into the Kedushas HaAdam. One final sort of corroboration to this idea is that on Pesach we bring the Omer, which is the Machal Behema, that's the food of animals, barley. And then on Shavuos we break the basic rule, we bring Chametz into the Beis HaMikdash, and that is by bringing the Shtei HaLechem, because that is Maichal Adam. That is the Inyan of tapping into the physical, but it is already elevated by the Kedusha of the Torah, which much has been said about. But that concept of trying to achieve the Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah, the Kedusha Sa'adam, is a lot about what this Omer period is. And Lag BaOmer in particular is an accentuation of the Tikkun of the Chet of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, which is to be Noeg Kavod Zebazeh, the Kavod HaAdam. Everybody should be able to, as Hashem, to elevate their ruchnius and to be able to achieve Kedushas HaAdam during this period of time.